Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Liz Priaatehavy has been my go-to on many matters, but particularly during this campaign. Do we have an official, semi-official, unofficial, official, semi-official winner now for the nomination? And what should Dave McCormick do? I think maybe consider running the state party if they would have him do that, then running against Bob Casey Jr., who's certainly vulnerable, but he's got to give up this mail-in ballot. You can do whatever you want with it, and it counts. He was on the other day, and I understand the agony of what it must be like when you go through this and it's this close. Liz heads up the Republicans in Montgomery County. All right, Liz, can you tell us Montgomery County is done counting?
Hi, Dom. Yes, Montgomery County is done counting.
It's a miracle. Yes.
It's a miracle. Everything's in the count. And now it's just a matter of starting the recount, which Montgomery County Voter Service is saying they're going to schedule for 3 days, although they think it will probably take less, maybe a day, maybe two. But it should be very fast.
Well, what happens in the recount? Do you just take all the votes and put them through the machinery again and then the provisionals and all that? Do you do the same thing?
Yep, you do the same thing. Exactly. And it won't take as long because ballots won't need to be recreated. Some of these other minor issues that come up that create delays won't happen. And so it's generally very smooth. And You don't really see changes in recount numbers that are significant. They don't change the outcome of elections. The question is, I guess the state just said that Dr. Oz has over 900 votes more. So I don't know, maybe there's some stragglers that still need to be counted. I don't know. Who knows with the Department of State? I mean, in my view, the Pennsylvania is once again the laughingstock around the country, that here we are, 8 days after election, and we still don't really know what the final vote count is. You know, and there's the discrepancies of, well, are there 2,000 ballots that are undated, or I've heard 800 ballots that are undated. You know, it's really outrageous that we need a better system here.
And Liz, on that, let's say it was 800 or 900 or 1,000 even. That would mean McCormick essentially would have to all those be McCormick voters, or like in the 90 percentile, in order to overcome this.
Right, exactly. Which, if that is the case, I'm sure that he doesn't expect to win all those ballots. I mean, there are trends you can see in various counties and figure out where votes are coming from and where they'll end up generally.
Yeah, and the damage here, you hit the word the other day. We had on the commissioner in Philadelphia, and he's fine with 72 drop boxes he wanted now in the city. We already are out of control with the system. Just in a primary, we can't handle it, let alone the midterms and then the big one, the presidential thing. So the advice would be to Dave, he'll look great doing it. And he's one of the people, Liz, I think, a definite contender. The party ought to be mobilizing. The Republican Party can stop Bob Casey Jr. in 2024 with a guy like this, with increased name recognition and the money and all that to spend. He would be a natural to take on Casey.
Yeah, I think so. I think the problem that he has is this lawsuit to count the undated ballots. You know, I've been hearing from people the last couple of days, other county chairs in blue counties, who are really upset, some of whom supported Dave. But, you know, I suspect when he filed the lawsuit to count these ballots, he hadn't, you know, the lawyers were saying, you can do this, you can do this. And, you know, now you start hearing from those of us, like, walk a day in my shoes as a chair in a blue county where we have nobody on the inside. I mean, we've talked about our minority commissioner is the opposite of helpful. We might as well have a Democrat. So we don't have anybody in there. And, you know, we only have three security measures left. So that's a security envelope, a signature, which now doesn't even have to match, and a date. And, you know, trying to strip away one more of these, you know, ballot integrity,
yes,
ballot protections is not the wrong thing to do. And so my hope would be that if it does come down to the point where he can't win with the votes that are outstanding, that he would consider, you know, withdrawing the lawsuit.
Yeah, what this reminds me of, Liz, is Act 77, where I get it. They were trading off at the upper level. And I said on the air, I think this is too dangerous. This is what progressives are going to do. They took the loophole there and they gave us full bore mail-in ballot. Well, with this, if you strip away another security measure here, it's never going to end. They will not end. They don't want security measures, essentially, or some of them don't. They see it as an advantage to them.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I was told today that Mark Elias, the big Democrat lawyer,
yes,
in the country, is going to try to intervene in the lawsuit on behalf of Dave McCormick's position. And that's like a big warning sign here, you know. And so, you know, I understand in the heat of battle when, you know, the lawyers are saying you have this argument. But in the end, when you talk to those of us who are in these blue counties who don't have anybody on the inside, you know, it's not a good idea. It's a very bad idea. And we my hope is that he will recognize that and decide that he shouldn't push forward with this lawsuit.
Right. And we want to get on to the Fetterman issue. Jeff Bartos, who was on yesterday, and look, he's a guy of accomplishment, Liz, and I know you're a fan of his too, but I think during the campaign he got lost. You know, you got a powerhouse in Kathy Barnett personality. You have Dr. Oz, and then you have the money between Oz and McCormick that is almost unmatchable. And it's a shame, but Jeff really found his voice yesterday in being more blunt about this, including, I don't wish John Fetterman any ill. I think he's a spectacularly bad candidate for their side, and I want it to be decided on that. But there is an issue of health here, and we haven't heard enough about it through the media. If it were on the other side, and a Roz McCormick or somebody like that, we would see wall-to-wall coverage of a health issue like this.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what I think is interesting is here you have one of the top cardiac surgeons in the country who is likely going to be our nominee, and you have a guy that has, you know, a potentially lethal cardiac issue. You know what? There was a story, and I wasn't there, that during one of the caucus meetings, the state committee caucus meetings, somebody looked like they were having a heart attack, and Dr. Oz ran in and,
yes,
and you know, really stepped in and helped this man until the emergency professional could get there. And, you know, you wonder, it's like on a debate stage, this is a very serious illness that Fetterman has. I know they downplayed it, but now, you know, you have doctors who are not political at all, willing to even say to the media, this is quite serious. But wouldn't it be something if Dr. Oz has to save Fetterman's life on a debate stage?
Well, this campaign has seen everything imaginable, Liz. How do you feel about Montgomery County? And let's say, because it appears to be Oz, I know you guys nominated or endorsed Dave White, and I was buying into, I really wanted to see what White could do with blue-collar voters. I'm intrigued. He made his pitch well. I can understand why you guys, for all the reasons we went through, but I want to see if it's true that Dr. Oz, particularly Republican women, comes across as reasonable, et cetera, even though conservatives, you know, are skeptical of him. And I see the obvious reason why. Montgomery County, we should do pretty well with him if he's the nominee.
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because one of my area leaders called me today. And they had looked at the vote totals. You know, Kathy Barnett won Montgomery County handily, as you would expect. She's, you know, just ran her congressional race here and has a lot of fans here. And so but when you looked at the places, according to my leader, looking at all of the kind of the swing areas in Montgomery County, those precincts, and he said, you know, Dr. Oz won them all. So that's interesting to me, because in places where it's not swing, you know, Western Monco, sort of the more conservative place mm-hmm. where Kathy won. But in these swing areas, they voted for Oz. So I think that's he's going to need to, if he is the nominee eventually, he's going to need to win that swing vote. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, that's what he did here in Montgomery County.
All right. Well, that is good news, Liz. Thank you. And thanks through this. And it's not over yet, I guess.
Not over yet, but we're looking forward to fighting Fetterman. That's the thing, Dom, you know, we're ready. We're ready to battle and for fighting Shapiro too. I mean, everybody at this point is ready to unite. People are itchy. Let's get this finalized and let's get moving.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.